Hey everybody, thanks for tuning into the In the Truck podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Brown. So, here's why nobody wants to hear what Hollywood or Oprah or Mark Zuckerberg or any of these people have to say about politics or life in general or how to do things. We don't live on the same planet as those people. Barbara Streisand, who's at this point largely irrelevant. You're talking about somebody who made her money, I guess, in like the 70s and 80s. She probably sold out some concerts after that, but that was probably about the end of the road for old Babs. Now she's just hanging on to that money. She cloned her dog twice. So she had a dog that she liked. And rather than go through the grieving process of losing a beloved pet, like, you know, all of humanity for all of history, old Babs decided to have her dog cloned twice. So now she has two genetically identical versions of that other dog. And I don't know when she did it, but I guess it just came out, just made the news. So there are those of us in the world who are struggling to pay our bills and pay for our kids' activities and pay for braces. And then maybe if you're doing a little bit better, now you're struggling with planning. You got all that covered and you're struggling to plan for college or retirement, whatever, right? And there are those of us who can clone our dog because we feel like it. And you can't relate to each other. So, like, I'm basically an overeducated blue-collar guy. And my next-door neighbor is a retired accountant, and he's awesome. Super cool guy. He's in his 80s, still really active, real cool guy, get along great, kids like him, whatever. He and I can have a conversation about just about anything and get along fine and relate to each other fine. We don't live or occupy the same economic place, right? He's towards the end of his life. Like I said, he did very well for himself. He's got some money. He's comfortable, right? He's not rich. He's comfortable. He wouldn't clone his dog. Because that's ridiculous. So you have a group of people who clone their dogs. And then there's like the people who maybe didn't do that, but did some other insane thing, but think it's totally normal to clone your dog. And they want to tell you how to live your life and how to vote and what you should care about and how you should... You know, that's like, they don't ever tell you the flip side of all their nonsense. Like, oh, we need to save the planet, and we're going to have no electricity, and we're going to have no gasoline, and it's going to be so much better for the environment. Like, oh, all right, well, what's that going to do to my electric bill? Well, your bill's going to go up, and you're going to get less electricity, and you can't have half the stuff you have now that you really want that makes your life easier. You know, but it's a small price to pay, right? Well, yeah, if you have $1 billion, you have a woman who washes your dishes for you, it's a small price to pay to outlaw dishwashers. Because they use too much water and too much electricity. But for the rest of us that are busy, having a dishwasher is kind of nice. And that's coming from a guy whose dishwasher is broken, so I became the dishwasher. Because I'm also cheap. So the dishwasher broke, and, you know, we thought about... First I tried to fix it, but it was beyond repair. And then... My wife said I needed to get her a new dishwasher, and I said, no, that's, you don't need that. And she said, well, either that I wash the dishes or I buy her a dishwasher. So I wash the dishes. So, yeah. Wind and solar are the future. Well, it's also expensive as shit and unreliable. How's that work? Never mind that, peasants. Rolling brownouts and higher bills are a small price to pay. But that's where we're at. And those people get paid attention to, which is the ultimate silliness, right? Is you've got a group of people who are extremely wealthy and famous dictating how life should be to people who honestly don't care through a group of people who have inserted themselves as the town criers of the modern era who don't actually care about passing on information, but they want to propagate their ideology and also at the same time ingratiate themselves with these rich and famous people, because heck, that's one of the perks of the job, man. So that's where you're at. So the news tells you about things celebrities say that are dumb. And then the problem is then they really believe that it's normal behavior or the things that they're saying are true, whatever the case may be. So you had poor Jennifer Lawrence, who for all intents and purposes seemed like a nice enough girl. And, you know, as far as actresses go, she was fine, I thought. And then she lives in Hollywood, I guess. And they all told her that she, you know, that everything that they thought was right. It's a little bubble. And they told each other that Trump was the devil and everyone who voted for him is evil. Literally Hitler. So she went to a foreign country and they asked her a question about the president. And rather than say something, you know, normal or nice, like, oh, well, we don't agree about everything, but, you know, America's going to be fine. And we'll do, I don't know what you say if you don't like the president, if you're a famous person. She made some sort of impassioned speech about how she didn't want anyone who voted for Trump to go to her movie. So nobody went. Her movie got laughed out of the theaters in 4 days. So somehow she got herself booked in another movie. I want to say maybe they filmed this one before the last one bombed. And now I'm mad because this one looks good. It's kind of like Salt. I really like that movie Salt with Angelina Jolie, where she plays this like secret spy kind of, but not really. And it's really good. Bunch of twists and turns. I like it. So this one looks similar. Kind of don't, maybe it's like a mishmash between Salt and The Americans. You know, that's cool. I like it. I'm ready. I want to watch it. And then, oh, Jennifer Lawrence is in it. Oh, great. Now I can't watch it. Because I can't let her have any of my money. Because she wanted to insult me. All right, well, there you go. So we'll see what happens with this one, because it looks a lot better than the last one, but my guess is it's not going to do that great because she ran her mouth. So then she says she's going to retire from acting. I think she knows what's coming. I think she knows the movie's going to tank, and that's the end, and she's going to have to go away for a while. But does she understand what actually happened? The rest of the country doesn't care what an 8th grade dropout in a pretty dress has to say about anything, ever. Like, we got real problems that we're really dealing with. We're not out here cloning our dogs and having martinis in the morning. That's y'all's deal. We don't live that life. I don't even know what my point is in all this, except that just to say that, you know, at the point where there's people in the country that can clone their dog, we have a real problem. And I don't want to go all Bernie Sanders. I'm not suggesting that we have some sort of socialist country and take Barbara Streisand's money away. I'm just suggesting that we all be aware of where we're at. So Seth, somebody or another on Twitter, was going off the other day about how he was, when he was at Harvard Law School, he and all his Harvard Law School buddies realized the Second Amendment was poorly written and blah, blah, blah. And people who believed in it are stupid and he doesn't pay any attention to them or take them seriously because they're clowns. So I responded, I thought rather cleverly, that at the same time he was at Harvard Law School with his pretentious friends, I was working blue-collar jobs. And me and all the guys at my blue-collar jobs thought that everyone who went to Harvard Law School was a pretentious douchebag. And I thanked him for proving me right. How the hell do you get off thinking you're an expert at something as like the English language because your parents could afford to send you to Harvard Law School? Doesn't make you qualified to dictate anything to anyone. Like, just be blessed, man. You're smart. Good for you. You went to Harvard Law School? Awesome. Do something with that. But if what you do with that is turn around and thumb your nose at the rest of America and act like you're somehow morally superior to them, and that you're going to tell them that they're stupid, but that if they were just as smart as you or had the greater education you'd have, they could understand simple concepts like liberty. Man, you just come across like such a jerk. If you're Barbara Streisand and you're out here cloning your dog, talking about liberal causes and poor people, but I'm like, man, you have no idea what you're talking about. They do that with the quote-unquote predatory payday loan companies. That's a thing. The left wants to go after what they call predatory payday loan companies or banks or whatever. I don't even think they're banks. They're just little companies. If you don't know what it is, let me explain it to you. Excuse me. If your baby gets sick on Tuesday and you get paid on Thursday, but you paid the rent on Friday, so there's no extra money, you can go to this place and get a loan until payday, which is 2 days away. And they don't check your credit. The only credit that matters is your credit with that specific institution. And it doesn't even matter in the past if you were late to pay, as long as you're paid up. So if you don't owe them anything, they will loan you money. And the interest rate, if you look at it as an APR, is criminally high. And that's the focus of the left. Oh, we got to stop it. They charge 900% interest. Well, yeah, it's 900% for the year, but you're getting a loan for 3 days. Right? So that's what? Do the math. That's 9%. 10%. On average, I think it's more like 15 or 20% interest. You borrow $100, you might owe them 120, 110, something like that. They might throw some fees on there. It may not all be interest. And then if you don't pay it back payday and you drag it out, obviously it's going to cost you a lot more money. Nobody's going there to borrow money to build a house or buy a car. They're going to get a couple $100 till the payday and then they pay it back. Do me a favor. Go to Bank of America tomorrow or Wells Fargo or Wachovia, whatever the hell bank you want to go to, and ask them if you can borrow $300 till next week. See what they say to you. Hey, and you can't check my credit. Good luck with that. So you got a real institution that exists to help regular people. You know, they did some study, like 40% of America doesn't have $1,000. Okay, well, guess what? So probably 30% has nothing. So they need a payday lender. So they go to those places. They're not stupid people. Listen, just because you don't have money on Tuesday doesn't mean you're stupid. It really doesn't. They can read the sign. They can see what they're paying in the fee, and they can decide for themselves whether or not it's worth it. And clearly it's freaking worth it, because if you go to small towns and medium towns and cities in states that allow it, like New York State doesn't allow it, but in Florida they allow it, and there's a million of them. Why is there a million of them? Because people use it. You're like, oh, it's predatory. No, it's not. It's all very upfront. There's no surprise. It's not like the freaking electric company or your insurance company or the bank who just randomly changes your rates or suddenly charges you extra fees because they feel like it, or, you know, the way cell phone bills work. Like, oh, you went 3 seconds over on your minutes, so we're going to charge you $1 million. None of that goes on. It's very upfront. You're borrowing 100, you're paying back whatever it is, 118. And you know it. And they cash checks for a fee, because if you don't have a checking account, you can't cash a check. So if somebody writes you a check, you can cash it there for like $5 or $3, whatever it is. It's little bits of money. So how can they make a fortune on little bits of money? Because a ton of people are going in there and doing it. So you have a service that came out organically because of a need. And yeah, they charge high interest because it's all short-term stuff that banks will not do. I don't care who you are. If you walked in a bank and said, let me borrow $200 till tomorrow, they're going to tell you no. No. No bank on the planet does it. But these guys will do it. You just got to show them your driver's license and a paycheck stub that shows you have a job. That's it. Period. Paragraph. End of story. Done. And then they run you and make sure you don't owe them money. That's it. And the left wants to get rid of it because it's predatory. Well, what are you going to replace it with? Like loan sharks on the street? You want, that's what you want? You want poor people going to the mob to borrow some money? What the hell? But they're in their ivory tower and they don't get it. You know, you got Bernie Sanders and his $5 million home, and Hillary Clinton with her $100 million whatever, and Barack Obama with his $16 million home, and all these people are incredibly wealthy, and all their friends are incredibly wealthy. And they don't understand what life is like for anyone else because they don't know anyone else. They're friends with Barbara Streisand out cloning her dog. For what? I don't know how much it costs to clone a dog. What do you think, 50 grand? Who the hell knows? She doesn't care. She just wants another dog like her last dog, and she got two of them. Well, what the, why not? Let's get two of them. That's who their friends are. So you got these people who are like, oh, payday lending is terrible. Meanwhile, enormous numbers of people use it and know 100% what they're doing, what they're getting into. And you got these people telling you it's bad for you. Oh, that's bad for you. You don't do that. Like, you hear the liberals say, like, oh, the people in the Rust Belt, the conservatives in Iowa, whatever, don't vote for their best interest. If they knew what was good for them, they'd vote Democrat. Why? They vote for what they believe in. Well, we would give them money. Maybe they don't want you to give them fucking money. Oh, now you did it. You made me say the F word. Oh, I tried so hard. Man. But people don't want your money. They don't want you to give them money. They want some self-respect. They want to do it themselves. They don't want to vote Democrat and get welfare. They don't want payday lending to go away. You know what they want? They want to make enough money someday so they don't have to go to the payday lenders anymore. They want to make enough money so that the paycheck lasts all from Friday all the way to Friday. And they don't want you to give it to them. They want to earn it. They work someplace, they want to eventually be assistant manager, maybe the manager. They want to get paid more money because they work harder and earn more and have experience. That's what people want. Nobody wants your handouts. And the payday lending thing drives me crazy because there's no suggestion whatsoever they're going to replace it with anything at all. Oh, we're just going to end it. We're going to end payday lending. It's bad. What? So your kid's sick and needs medicine, you can't afford it on Tuesday. What do you do? Oh, well, we're going to have free health care. Wait a minute. You're creating need. Like, it's insane. It's just crazy. But they don't understand life for people. What people go through, what life is like, the struggles of normal people. Because they're off there in Hollywood or Washington, D.C. or whatever rich suburb outside of Washington, D.C. or New York City, Chicago. You know, going to fancy dinners and sitting on boards of directors and patting each other on the back and cloning dogs. You know, I've got friends that had to put a dog down and struggle to figure out how to pay for it. Dog's sick, body riddled with cancer, can't eat, starving to death, sick. Whole family's heartbroken, trying to come up with the money to put the dog down. And you got Barbara Streisand over there cloning her dog. There you go. There's the divide in the country between one end and the other. Listen, I hope y'all have a fantastic day. I'm really sorry that I cursed, but I'm kind of not. I'm wondering what y'all think about that. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's not. Let me know. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.